This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Barigani. Today is December 27th. Kuji Shakalia, the second day of Kwanzaa self-determination. And once again, joining us is Dr. Maulana Karenga, professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at Cal State Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance. He is also the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Husiya, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, 4th edition, and the Odu Ifa, the Ethical Teachings. He is the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. He's working on a major work titled The Liberation Ethics of Haj Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. But yes, of course, as always, he is here in his capacity as the creator of the Pan-African Cultural Holiday Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, the Seven Principles, and author of the authoritative text titled Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. We welcome him once again, Dr. Maulana Karenga. Dr. Karenga, habari gani?
Kuji Chagulia, Matsumeta. A scientist, science, good to be back. I just wanted to say my department would feel left out if I did not say I'm also a professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University, Long Beach. And so they send warm greetings along. So today we have Kuji Chagulia, the second principal of the Nguzo Saba, or the seven principles, is Kuji Chagulia, self-determination. And this principle obligates us to respect our own particular cultural way of being human in the world. It insists always on our respecting it and ourselves, right? To respect our culture, respect ourselves, and to avoid self-deforming and dignity-denying imitations of others. It says to us that we must define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. The principle and practice of self-determination obligates us to define ourselves by the life and dignity-affirming ways we walk and work in the world. So when we say define ourselves, we want to define ourselves in dignity-affirming, life and dignity-affirming ways, right? That we walk and work in the world. And when it says to name ourselves, we want to name ourselves in reverent respect for our identity as bearers of dignity and divinity. And when we say create for ourselves, we want to say create for ourselves in the good-producing and world-preserving ways of our ancestors. And to speak for ourselves, we mean to speak for ourselves in ways that reveal our rootedness in and respect for our own history, a sacred narrative second to none, and a respect for our highest values, and to reaffirm our ancient and ongoing ethical commitment to the cooperative creation and sharing of good in the world. The principle of Kuji Chagulia, self-determination, also teaches us to uphold the right and responsibility to live free and dignity-affirming lives, to bear witness to the beauty and goodness of being African in the world, the beauty of it, the sacredness of it, the soulfulness of it, being African in the world, to hold fast to the culture that calls us into being. That's what Kuji Chagulia asked us to do, hold fast to the culture that calls us into being and sustain us. Again, to reaffirm the sacredness of our lives and the narrative we know as our history, and to embrace it as a moral and spiritual idea, to study it, to learn it, to teach it, to share it, and to self-consciously live it and leave it as an eternal legacy for those who come after us. Self-determination as a principle and practice rightfully requires us to constantly then dialogue with African culture. We can't be African if we don't know the culture of Africa, not only continental Africa, but diasporan Africa, Africa of the world, not only ancient Africa, but modern Africa, opening up visions toward the future. We must dialogue with our culture. By that, I mean ask it questions and seek from it answers to the fundamental question facing us and humankind, and to do it in our ongoing quest to bring forth the best of what it means to be African and human in the world. And also, we bring forth this culture so that we can speak our own special culture truth to the world and use it to address the fundamental issues and concerns of our time and to increase and sustain good in the world from an African-centered perspective and initiative. Furthermore, the principle of practice of self-determination urges us to uphold and work for the right of every person and every people to determine their own destiny and daily life. We can't just be for our self-determination. We have to stand in solidarity with other people struggling against oppression and denial of freedom. We have to stand with them in their right to self-determination and to good lives for themselves and their future generations. And so we uphold and work for the right of every person and people to determine their own destiny and daily life, to speak their own special culture truth as they understand and value it, and to enjoy the goods of freedom, justice, peace, and security in their own space and their own time, and to forge a future for themselves and their descendants worthy of their best thought and practice. Kuja Chagulia reaffirms the fundamental principle and practice, again, of the right of every people to determine their own destiny and daily life, to live free in their own place, space, and time. I can't stress that enough, to live free in their own place, space, and time. And it reaffirms the right to resist all forms of unfreedom, injustice, and oppression. It reaffirms Nana Haji Malcolm's teaching that, quote, freedom is essential to life itself. Freedom is essential to the development of the human being. And if we don't have freedom, we can never expect justice and equality, unquote. Indeed, he says, quote, only after freedom do justice and equality become a reality in the fullest sense of the principle and practice. Indeed, Kwanzaa was conceived and born in the womb, work, and transformative struggle of the Black freedom movement. I conceived it in the midst of struggle. And thus, Kwanzaa's essential message and meaning was shaped and shared not only in the Sankofa initiative of cultural retrieval from our past, right? From the African continent and from the past in the diaspora. It was retrieved from that and our best views and values and practices of African people. But it was also shaped by the urgencies of the time, shaped by the defining decade of the 60s, the decade of fierce strivings and struggle for freedom, justice, and associated goods waged by us, African people in this country, and other peoples of color all over the world, and waged by Africans everywhere in the world. So Kwanzaa came into being, grounded itself, and grew in three basic relationships to freedom. First, it was an act of freedom. Second, it was an instrument of freedom. Third, it was created as a celebration of freedom. And fourth, it was and became a practice of freedom. It was an act of freedom in that it was an act of self-determination and self-authorization. We didn't ask permission for the holiday. We didn't ask it to be recognized by the established order as a national holiday. We made it not only a national holiday, but an international holiday. It was an instrument of freedom. It was created in order to contribute to the struggle, right? One of the main reasons I created Kwanzaa was to contribute to the struggle. The other reason, of course, to reaffirm our rootedness in African culture. Third, to give us a time when we as African people come together, reaffirm the bonds between us and meditate on the awesome meaning of being African in the world. And fourth, it was a time it was created in order for me to introduce and for us as an organization to introduce the seven principles, Nguzo Saba, and other communitarian African values, values that stress and strengthen family, community, and culture. And of course, the hub and hinge on which the whole holiday turned, or the Nguzo Saba, which we discuss now. So it was an instrument for conscious raising, cultural grounding, right? And for us to discuss ourselves and our lives and our work and our struggle in a context of reaffirming the beauty and the awesome responsibility of being African in the world. And it's become a celebration of that, a song of ourselves, not just a celebration, but a song of ourselves, drum talk about ourselves. It was about us, it was by us, about us, and for us. And so it grew with that understanding. And so we celebrate ourselves. And then it was a practice of freedom, because to practice these principles is to free ourselves from the negative, to practice umoja, to free ourselves from the division that the dominant society imposed on us from the very beginning. To practice kujichagulia, self-determination, is to free ourselves from unfreedom, right? To free ourselves, and on, right? And so what we need is to see that this was a righteous reveling in our recaptured sense of sacredness, right? That's what it was when we talked about it, freedom. It was also a recaptured sense of sacredness, soulfulness, and beauty of our Black self. And finally, it's a practice of freedom, and there's a practice of the principle that engenders and sustains liberated and liberating ways to understand and assert ourselves in the world. Grounded in these seven principles and practices, then we can build a new future. Weather the worst of winters, disperse and drive away the darkness, and lift up the light that lasts of shared and inclusive good in the world, which is a theme for this year. Indeed, if we read and believe the sacred narrative, the written, oral, and living practice text of our ancestor, Nana Howard Thurman, who taught us we should ride, we can ride the storm and remain intact, that we are people that can ride the storm and remain intact. If we listen to Nana Gwen Brooks, who told us that we, as a people, conduct our blooming in the noise and whip of the whirlwind. And if we believe Nana Nanny bearers, as well as our people as a whole, we are assured that there is no winter we cannot weather, no storm we cannot ride out and remain intact, no whirlwind we cannot conduct our blooming in, and no impossible situation that will enfeeble or disprove or falsify our claim that we as a people, as Nana Nanabira said, specialize in the holy impossible. Again, we are people who ride the storm and remain intact, who conduct our blooming in the whipping noise of the whirlwind. And we are people that specialize in the holy impossible. So pamoja tutashinda. Together we will win. Happy Kwanzaa. Here is our Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Abangani. On this day, this second day of Kwanzaa, we light for Kujichagulia, self-determination, the red candle closest to the black candle, umoja. This is the order. And so that is the red candle we light today. And I just want to say here, as I've spoken to many of you in this holiday season, and there's a level of defeat and dejection over the most recent loss. You know, Dr. Kuringa is not just speaking in the abstract. What he is saying to us is that we have overcome all types of challenges, hardships, and the whirlwind.
Teach.
So he is being pastoral, if not clinical, in terms of talking to us. Our answers are within ourselves as a people. So we're not just here just to do a ceremony for the sake of doing a ceremony and light candles for the sake of lighting candles. We're showing us what our culture is, the genius of our culture, and how it has contributed to our overcoming. There's nothing we've ever faced that we've not been able to overcome. And frankly, we have taught others in the world and other cultures and other societies how to overcome the challenges of the whirlwind. So folks, let's keep that in mind. This is a shot in the arm to me. It should be a shot in the arm to you and an inspiration as to who we are and everything we've been through and how yet we still rise and we still go forward. And so we're thankful to Dr. Karenga. He's with us every day of Kwanzaa this week. Today, again, Kuji Shakalia. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Ujima. In the meantime, happy Kwanzaa to you and yours, and Habari Gani.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.